From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. It's time once more to open our Bibles at John's Gospel. We start a new chapter today, chapter 9. Our topic is entitled, A Man Blind from Birth, Wonderfully Healed. Just a quick word about our 9 o'clock Gospel program this evening. I will be introducing a new sermon tape. It's entitled, 7 Blessings Which Follow a Visit by Christ. Of course, we will be offering a cassette copy of this sermon free to any of our listeners who request one. Join us in our ongoing study in the book of Job tonight at 9 o'clock. Perhaps I could quickly mention also that starting tonight at 8 o'clock, I will be preaching on the subject of revival in the Free Presbyterian Church on the Tomb Road in Ballymena. The meetings continue until Friday evening. I hope that you'll get a chance to come and join with us in those special services. Here is the old-fashioned Revival Hour quartet singing Dearer Than All. After we enjoy their singing, we will turn to John chapter 9, verses 1 to 7.
Sufficient for sin to atone, Jesus is dearer than all. Dearer than all, yes, dearer than all, He is my King, before Him I fall. No friend like Jesus my soul can enthrall.
Please turn with me now to John chapter 9, and we're going to consider the verses 1 to 7. Our subject is Healing for a Man Blind from Birth. At the end of the previous chapter, the Saviour hides Himself from those who rejected the light of the gospel. At the beginning of this chapter, we have Him revealing Himself to one who could not see. the record of this miracle, one of eight recorded by John in his Gospel, and the consequences it had upon the man and his family, fill the 41 verses of this chapter. John was inclined to give a very detailed account of the miracles that he recorded. First of all, please note that the rage of men cannot hinder the work of divine mercy. Doubtless this miracle followed hard upon the heels of the deadly attempt upon the Saviour's life, referred to at the end of chapter 8. But the raging fury of his enemies cannot stop the works of Christ. It is good to remember this in a world that is growing ever more hostile to the word of the gospel. The Saviour said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Matthew chapter 16 and the verse 18. The prophet Isaiah was given the promise, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." Isaiah chapter 54 and the verse 17. Take heart from this truth, Christian, and continue to pray for the work of God and for revival. Secondly, I wish to point out to you the sovereign grace of God as displayed in the healing of this man. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. Verse 1. The Saviour looked on the man before the man knew anything whatever about the Saviour. That truth is emphasized by the fact that it is not until the verse 37 that the identity of the Redeemer is made known to this man. Long before any of us knew anything of the Lord, he looked upon us in mercy. If you are a Christian today, you know that you may look back upon your former years and see the merciful hand of God upon your life, preserving you from harm and danger while you were still ignorant of God and His truth. Indeed, you lived to defy both God and His truth in those days when you were ignorant of the Lord. He, however, just like the Saviour here, looked upon you in mercy. Note also that the mercy bestowed was without the man even requesting it. Here is sovereign grace indeed. Thirdly, note that the miracle would have taken place near to the temple. For every Christian converted at home or at their place of work, there are 10 or 20 who are converted in the house of God during a preaching service. Those who earnestly strive to be in that place where we may expect the Lord to be are more likely, humanly speaking, to meet with the Saviour. After the Saviour's resurrection, we are told that his disciples went to meet with the Saviour in the place he had appointed. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. Matthew chapter 28, the verses 16 and 17. If you would meet with Christ and know his blessing, go to the place he has appointed. Where is that, you ask? Why, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them, said the Saviour, Matthew 18:20. Find the place where people earnestly gather to worship the Saviour, hear his word, and honour his name, and you will find him there also. Fourthly, consider the misery that sin has brought into the world. There must be few afflictions worse than being born blind. This man had never seen the creation around him. He had never seen the face of father or mother, or any of his friends. He had never seen his own face reflected in a mirror. But darkness and ignorance filled his mind and his heart about the world around. This darkness is one of the fruits of Adam's transgression. If Adam had never fallen into sin, none would have been born with the afflictions of mind and body and soul that are common to the human race. Sin brought death. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans 5 and the verse 12. It was to deliver men from such darkness and affliction that Christ came. Finally, notice how many are the means that Christ may employ in blessing men. With some, he but spoke a word. With others, he gave the merest touch of his finger. But in this case, he did something different. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Verse 6. This action reminds us of who Jesus is. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. He who made man from the dust of the ground at the first, the Creator, the Lord God, now uses that same element in the healing of this man's blindness. May the Lord be pleased to use these gospel broadcasts to bring home to your soul the glorious gospel with all its saving power. And may you have the light of life break forth upon your soul. Please join me tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.